This is Akashvani. The news read by Anuja Kumar. The Lok Sabha was today adjourned sine die. When the House met this morning, opposition members started sloganeering over Union Home Minister Amit Shah's statement on Dr. B.R. Ambedkar. Amid ruckus, Speaker Om Birla urged the MPs to strictly follow the rules and desist from protesting at any gate of the Parliament. He also warned them of action in case of any deviation. He added that maintaining the dignity of the Parliament is a collective responsibility of all the members. Later, he adjourned the House sine die. Meanwhile, amid din, the two bills related to One Nation, One Election have been referred to the Joint Committee of Parliament. The committee has 27 members from Lok Sabha and 12 members from the Rajya Sabha. When the House met this morning amid din, Law Minister Arjun Ram Meghwal moved a motion to send the Constitution 129th Amendment Bill 2024 and the Union Territory Laws Amendment Bill 2024 to the Joint Committee of the Parliament. The committee will submit its report to the House by the first day of the last week of the next Parliament session. The panel consists of BJP leaders P.P. Chaudhary, Anurag Singh Thakur and Parshottam Bhai Rupala, Congress leaders Priyanka Gandhi and Manish Tiwari, TMC's Kalyan Banerjee, NCP SP's Supriya Sule, among others, from Lok Sabha as members. On the other hand, the Rajya Sabha was adjourned till 12 noon following an uproar in the House. As soon as the upper house assembled for the day, the House witnessed uproarious scenes following slogans and counter-slogans between the Treasury and the opposition benches. Chairman Jagdeep Dhankar urged the parliamentarians to honour public trust and expectations. He also called for accountability and introspection among members. Mr. Dhankar expressed concern over the state of parliamentary proceedings, saying the disruptions mock the public trust and expectations. NDA MPs today held a protest in the Parliament House complex over yesterday's incident in which two BJP leaders were injured. The MPs alleged that the Congress party has disrespected Dr. B.R. Ambedkar. Opposition party MPs also held a protest in the Parliament House over Union Home Minister Amit Shah's alleged remarks. On the foundation day of Sashastra Seema Bal, SSB, Union Home Minister Amit Shah today paid tribute to all the immortal martyrs of the force. The minister also extended best wishes to all the personnel and their families. In a social media post, Mr. Shah said, SSB India has made national security and public service paramount through its sacrifice and valour. He added that the efforts of the brave SSB soldiers dedicated to border security and surveillance to prevent crimes and illegal infiltration in the border areas have been commendable. The Home Minister asserted that the brave soldiers of the force are continuously contributing to the nation building by simultaneously accelerating development work in the border areas and the country's security. In Rajasthan, 7 people were killed and 33 injured in a major fire incident on the Jaipur-Ajmer National Highway in Bhankrota area of Jaipur this morning after a truck loaded with a chemical collided with some other vehicles. Jaipur collector Jitendra Soni said that many trucks and other vehicles were gutted in the fire. The injured have been admitted to SMS Hospital. The condition of many of them is critical. Chief Minister Bhajan Lal Sharma reached SMS Hospital and took stock of the people injured in the accident. Health Minister Gajendra Singh Kinswar is also present in the hospital. India has extended humanitarian assistance to Lesotho, a country in southern Africa. In a social media post, Ministry of External Affairs spokesperson Randhir Jaiswal said that a consignment of 1,000 metric tons has departed from Nawasheva port for Lesotho. Domestic benchmark equity indices traded lower in the opening session today amid a slew of mixed global cues. The Sensex at the Bombay Stock Exchange declined by 440 points to trade at 78,777. New Delhi is set to host the 2025 World Para Athletics Championships at the city's Jawaharlal Nehru Stadium next year. It will be the first time the event will be held in India from 26th of September to 5th October. And that is the end of this news bulletin.